Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 123 years ago today, in 1902, President Theodore Roosevelt made history by becoming the first sitting president of the United States to ride in an automobile. During a tour of Hartford, Connecticut, he rode in a Columbia Electric Victoria Phaeton, symbolizing the nation's embrace of technological innovation and progress. This event marked a significant milestone in the early adoption of automobiles, reflecting the spirit of modernization that defined the early 20th century. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Venice Beach. This morning it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3+ feet. The swell is from the southwest, and the wind is sideshore at just 2 miles per hour. As the day progresses, conditions will shift to fair with onshore winds increasing to 8 miles per hour by early afternoon. Expect a slight bump in wave height to 3+ feet later on. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m., with the 1 foot incoming low tide when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the sideshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 4.5 feet just before 10 a.m., followed by a 1.5 foot low tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Clean conditions with 2 to 3 foot waves dominate Saturday morning, but expect choppy conditions by the afternoon as winds shift to the southwest. Sunday sees a consistent 2 to 3 foot swell, remaining clean early before becoming choppy in the afternoon. Monday continues with similar size and clean conditions, offering the best overall surf of the 3 days. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 73 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:31 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:22. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, lifting by mid-morning, leading to partly sunny skies and a high around 75 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with patchy fog after 11, a low of 66, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday, with highs near 79. Patchy fog is likely in the mornings and after 11 p.m. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the mid-60s to high 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the recent cuts to the Solar for All program by the Trump administration could significantly impact Southern California's clean energy landscape. A Compton native and solar entrepreneur expressed his frustration over the decision, which threatens to eliminate $250 million in funding for California. This funding was crucial in helping low-income renters transition to solar energy, potentially reducing their electricity bills by at least 30%. Wells, who previously closed his solar business due to state incentive cuts, had hoped the federal program would reinvigorate opportunities for his community, demonstrating the ongoing struggle for clean energy in LA. Now on to sports. Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf is set to make his big screen debut in the upcoming thriller Asteroid. The film, which stars Sinners actress Hailee Steinfeld, who is married to Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen, will premiere at the Venice Film Festival's immersive showcase next week in Italy. Directed by Doug Liman, Asteroid follows strangers on a journey to a nearby asteroid in search of wealth beyond their wildest dreams. Metcalf, who has appeared in Secret Headquarters and Bel Air, joined the Steelers in March after a trade from the Seattle Seahawks, agreeing to a 5-year, $150 million extension. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Coors Field in Denver, the Dodgers won over the Rockies 9-5. Clayton Kershaw earned the win with 5 2/3 innings pitched, allowing 3 earned runs. Freddie Freeman hit a 2-run homer in the first inning to help set the tone. The boys in blue finished with 12 hits and 0 errors. The Dodgers' record improves to 73-55 as they wrap up the series on a high note. Tonight, the Dodgers clash with the Padres at Petco Park in San Diego for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Blake Snell, 3-1 with a 1.8 earned run average, faces Yu Darvish, who is 2-3 with a 5.97. First pitch at 6:40 with clear skies and a temperature near 78 degrees. In top news, scientists are exploring the intriguing concept that gut feelings may actually be memories from the future. Cognitive neuroscientist Julia Mossbridge, PhD, recalls a childhood experience that sparked her interest in precognition. She believes that our perception of time may not be as linear as we think. Parapsychologist Dean Radin supports this view, suggesting that consciousness can transcend time, allowing us to access future information. Their research, backed by statistically significant experiments, indicates that many people possess some level of precognition, a phenomenon often dismissed by mainstream society. This evolving understanding could reshape how we perceive our experiences of time and reality. In business news, a significant financial shift is on the horizon, as younger generations in America stand to inherit approximately $16 trillion over the next decade. However, many are unprepared to manage this wealth. Ashley Rittershaus, a certified financial planner, emphasizes the emotional turmoil that can lead inheritors to make hasty decisions, like purchasing extravagant items. Financial experts suggest waiting a year before making major decisions and using inherited cash wisely, such as placing it in a high-yield savings account. Understanding tax implications, especially the step-up in basis for appreciated assets, is crucial for effective wealth management. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% for the week to just over $113,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just under $4,300. And XRP is down 8% to $2.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI's lawyers are scrutinizing Meta's involvement in Elon Musk's $97 billion takeover bid for the ChatGPT creator. According to OpenAI, Musk and Meta's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, discussed this acquisition. A subpoena filed in June requests documents from Meta regarding any coordinated plans with Musk and xAI. While OpenAI denied Musk's bid, they seek evidence of potential financing arrangements. Meta spokesperson Andy Stone highlighted that neither Meta nor Zuckerberg signed Musk's letter of intent. Meanwhile, Meta continues to invest heavily in artificial intelligence, recruiting key OpenAI researchers, and exploring acquisition deals. Entertainment news. In Nobody 2, Bob Odenkirk returns as Hutch Mansell, a mild suburban dad who reveals his violent side during a family vacation. Directed by Timo Judgento, this action fantasy sequel dives deeper into Hutch's life, showcasing his struggle to balance family and a debt of $30 million. As he organizes a trip to Plumerville, his past as a ruthless assassin resurfaces. The film features an intriguing cast, including Connie Nielsen and Sharon Stone. With a mix of absurdity and action, Nobody 2 promises to deliver a unique blend of thrills and humor, making it a must-watch adventure. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British philosopher and mathematician, Bertrand Russell. And he said, "The only thing that will redeem mankind is cooperation. As technology advances, our unity must grow." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.